This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley.
All right, so let's talk about a challenge that I want to throw out there to brave couples and brave and excellent vendors. And that's going to be around outdoor night ceremonies. So I'm going to make this challenge between 2019 and 2020 that we've got some excellent examples that you guys can send my way on how to achieve and what you did to achieve an outdoor ceremony, especially at night. And I think that is absolutely incredible. So if you do it like a ballroom or if you do a church wedding, the nighttime ceremony, it's not like that big of a deal. But if you do like a beach wedding or an outdoor wedding, I absolutely want to hear about what that ceremony looked like from a nighttime perspective. I've only seen it done a couple times, and so I'm going to talk about some of the ways that you can really enhance that experience, some things that you're going to need to consider. But if you're brave enough to do it, I think it's totally awesome. I'm going to go ahead and say that if you're wanting to be really traditional, if you're afraid of challenging timelines and working with vendors to accommodate this type of experience, you might just want to play and hit next episode. But for the brave of heart, this is for you. And that is how to achieve an outdoor ceremony. It's the 2019-2020 challenge, and I'm going to get started here. All right, so here's the thing. You will likely have to see each other before the wedding. I'm going to go ahead and say that because if you're going to do a nighttime ceremony, unless you live in like a really early sunrise part of the world, it's going to be a challenge to start your wedding at an ideal time. I always talk about that 6 to 7 hour window is the ideal time for a wedding before guests start to get tired in most cases. So that being said, you're going to have to see each other because you're going to start the ceremony before it gets dark, and then you're going to have to do the ceremony about a few hours in or maybe even midway through the event. So if you're still with me, I'm going to talk about why I think this is incredible. All right, the other thing is I just mentioned you're going to have to challenge a standard timeline. So if you go to your wedding planner and some of your vendors and you tell them, "Hey, I want to do a nighttime ceremony and it's outdoors," you're going to get some funny faces. Likely they're going to love it because if you're a great vendor, you do the same thing over and over a lot, but then when you get to have that differentiated experience, when you have that couple that's just like putting the trust and love in your hands, it is so much fun. I can speak from that from a venue standpoint. At least I love it. My wife kills me every time I have these creative ideas, but it always comes out great. So you're going to have to work on challenging that standard timeline of everyone arrives at the same time, then we have the ceremony, then we have food, and then there's going to be a surprise during the ceremony that we're going to see each other for the first time. While I love it, that's not going to be the case with a nighttime ceremony, unless you know something I don't. Okay, the other thing that you're going to need to be thinking will be challenged are food and drinks. So with that being said, let's transition. What I wanted to do for you guys is put this into 5 top things that you will need to consider. And the first one is really important, and that is going to be about having the right videographer or photographer who will be able to have that light control and to be able to capture those moments. So if you're going to do a nighttime ceremony, I would highly recommend that you look at videographers and photographers, especially photographers that have done some type of nighttime imagery, that they have galleries where they can show you those experiences, because I've learned from some of the best photographers that come to our venue that most people can do it, but to do it really well, to really master it, it takes some practice and it takes some experience. So you will definitely want to make sure that your videographer and photographer understand and are fully capable of handling a nighttime ceremony. It's going to be darker. That's harder to do with photography. The second one is you're going to need to orchestrate and break away from the actual event itself. So think of it this way. The best way to handle this is to put this timeline with the DJ, because in order to do a nighttime ceremony, there has to be coordination and your DJ is going to need to help orchestrate this event. Likely what you're going to end up doing is everyone is going to arrive and there's going to be some pre-ceremony activity where people are interacting, they're loving the experience, they can even get to food and drink, which I'm talking about as number 3 here in a second. But I think that you get them there, you start off the event just like with food and drinks and music, completely different than what we see today. And then at some point, your DJ is going to ask everyone to break away to do that nighttime ceremony. Okay, so it could be amazing, very, very simple. And then once you're done with this beautiful, unique ceremony, the pictures would be phenomenal if you have the right photographer, then you can break away again and get right back into the big part of the reception, the dance, everyone having a blast. And of course, I'm always talking about more of those traditional American style weddings. Okay? All right. Now, food and beverage. I don't care if you do a nighttime ceremony or if you do a daytime ceremony. If you're super traditional and you follow the exact timeline that most of us have followed for many, many years, I am a big component. You've heard this on so many of my other episodes. Have food and drink upon arrival. Whether it's champagne glasses being filled as guests arrive to the venue, or you have hors d'oeuvres, if you have appetizers around the venue, different conversation vignettes, those are really important. I highly, highly recommend. I'm telling you, the best weddings that I have seen, especially last year. This one wedding was incredible. They had food at the reception. They had hors d'oeuvres afterwards. They had food and they put it around the dance floor. I mean, it was epic, and everybody stayed longer because food and drinks keep them there. It just does. Okay, so food and beverage, you're going to want to handle, have a plan, and work through that. Okay, the final one for lighting, it goes back to the photography and videography. This ties into lighting has to be master planned. You can do so many things, but the reason why I say it's master planned is one, because you're going to have to make sure the obvious are that you are illuminating the walkway, people know where they're walking to, people know how to get to their spaces and their chairs, the safety element, that's all great and really important, but the aesthetic. The aesthetic is what is so awesome about a nighttime ceremony because not enough people do it. Now I'm going to have this, podcast episode and then everybody's going to go out and do the nighttime ceremony. I'm just joking. I don't have that kind of influence. But imagine things like suspended lighting. That's where you're using, hanging wire that runs between trees, or you can have lanterns on the ground. You could have lanterns hanging from the wire on the suspended lighting. You can use up lighting. There's things called moon balloons and air star lighting that you can use, which is my new favorite thing. So there's so many different elements that you can do. But to really make sure that that nighttime ceremony is worth it, put the plan into lighting. Work with a florist, a wedding planner, work with the venue, ask what they've seen. But you can do some masterful things with great lighting for a nighttime ceremony. In fact, I think that's what this is all about. Okay, lastly, quick, simple, and beautiful. So you've done all of this work. If you're going to do the food and beverage, if you're going to have the DJ orchestrate the plan, do the breakaway, this amazing, incredible ceremony, you're going to want to make it fairly quick and simple, in my opinion. People should, because they've already been eating, they've already been, they might have some drinks, they might have already been dancing. What they're going to want to do is, they want this high energy, impactful, really cool, intimate ceremony. And then what I would do is I would break right back in, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. That's kind of the norm when it comes to what we're seeing trending, especially with outdoor weddings. Look at that time period, have an awesome ceremony, get tons of video and pictures, and then break away right back on. You could go into the dance floor, you can have an extended meal, whatever that looks like, but I'm just a huge believer that nighttime ceremonies can really wow your guest and really let you stand out, because I know what's important to couples is one, that their guests have the most incredible experience ever. And then secondly, you have your individuality that's really showing through. And what better way to do it than to stand out, to do things a little bit different, and then you can have that overall great experience. So I think that I've at least inspired a couple of you. Some of you I may have scared away and you're like, no way, I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to be the experiment. Totally get that. But for the ones that really want to challenge it and push it and drive to do something really unique, especially in these outdoor spaces, destination weddings, I say go for it. use that space, do it differently, and have a blast. So that is my challenge for 2019 and 2020. If you feel like you're going to go through that, make sure that you comment, question, or even send me an email to info@harpers.com. I'd love to see what kind of inspiration we worked on together. I'll see you guys next week.